Welcome, everyone, to episode 41 of Bike Club Show. This is Eileen.
This is Lynn.
This is Josh.
And we're together. I can't believe it. We're in three different time zones. I know lots of people who podcast.
Yes, we are.
Many, many hours apart.
Yeah, we didn't even think we were going to have an episode, but it worked out. So I'm very excited.
It's the technology, you know. I'm 15 hours ahead of San Francisco. And it's Monday. You guys are still on Sunday.
We're in the past. You're in the future.
We are. And then I'm 3 hours behind you, Josh. So,
Yeah, you're still having a lazy afternoon, and my day
I am.
Is ending.
Yeah, it's a very lazy. I just got out of the pool. I'm in Hawaii, so it's been really
very nice.
Nice.
Oh, how relaxing.
Yes, very much so. Well, today's episode, we're going to have quite a bit of news. There's some exciting developments in the Twilight and True Blood universe. And we will also, of course, recap episode 19 of The Vampire Diaries. And let's do a little bit of housekeeping. This is Bike Club Show. BikeClubShow.com is our website. You can email us your questions, comments, and concerns to BikeClubShow@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter at Bike Club Show. So we always start with a wine selection of the week, and I had some really delicious wine last week, and I thought since we're not all together sipping, I would go ahead and serve this up as a recommendation to all our listeners. And this is B.R. Cohn 2007 Silver Label Cabernet Sauvignon. I had it at a restaurant, so I can't remember how much it cost at the restaurant, but I looked it up online. It's $20. You can buy it online. It's delicious. It's rich. It's dark. It's sort of oaky. It's really good with pasta. Now, this one says it's rich flavors of berry, cassis, and black cherry with hints of vanilla in the background. Aging with French oak adds complexity and depth, resulting in a high-quality Cabernet Sauvignon with great value. And this is amazing. And I guess there's tons of awards and accolades that it has over the years. And rightfully so. I definitely say go out and get this cab. It is delicious. And it's a California.
That sounds fantastic.
California. Yes. I haven't drank any alcohol while I'm on my vacation.
What are you doing?
Because it's so hot. So I'm in Singapore and it is so hot and humid here that it's all I want is water and like the juices. They have so many great like tropical fruit, you know? So
right.
I've had like sugar cane juice every day. And I did have one drink at the Singapore Sling, which you must have when you're here. But it was like it was a $25 drink, Singapore dollar. So it's about almost $21, $22 US. But it's one of those touristy things. You know, you're at a historical hotel. You know, it's part of history. You have a little bit. So, I haven't had any wine yet. So
All right.
I don't know when I'm going to get to do it. So sorry about that.
You better plot that.
Yes.
Well, let's go ahead. We have a lot of news to cover, so why don't we just get into it? First up in Twilight news, the Eclipse trailer released a second trailer, and this is supposed to be the final trailer, I guess. Probably not, but it released on Friday, and you know, I first of all am just really excited because we finally saw some action in this trailer. What about you, Lynn?
I really liked it. I actually did. You know, I've been away for a while, so I only found this out via like a friend's posting on Facebook on this Eclipse trailer, and I like jumped out of my bed and was like, "Oh, I must watch this!" And it was really good. It did not disappoint whatsoever because I remember the first like I don't know, it was maybe a very short teaser. And this one, definitely, I can't wait for the movie. It got me really excited. So
yeah, the first one was really all about the love triangle again. And so this one is finally talking about sort of the conflict that's going to happen besides the love triangle, which is Victoria and the younglings or the newborns and her coming to the town to, you know, basically try and kill Bella. So And so we get to see a little bit of fighting and the wolves come out and all that. I just, you know, it was definitely
more exciting.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. And I'm sure the fans out there were like pausing every moment, every scene or every change. Because I found this on reelschannel.com and they have the final Eclipse trailer, a scene by scene review. So this is pretty good. Yeah, check this out. It talks about how it opens with the original the summit logo, followed by the panoramic view over Forks Forest, which we've seen in New Moon and also Twilight. And then it cuts to Jacob, and I love the comments. It says, "Yeah, Jacob strides up, all quote unquote, check out my perfectly formed arms." And rather than stare at said arms, Bella says, "Jacob, what are you doing?" So I love the kind of commentary on the side. And what really got me laughing out loud was so the third part, and it says here, cut to Edward looking less than impressed before Jacob replies to Bella, "I'm here to warn you." Warn her about what? The fact that Victoria's on the rampage? That werewolves are dangerous? Or that she has really bad hair? We're guessing it's the latter. Someone, not just us, noticed the bad hair. Other people.
Oh my God. This is really funny. I'm glad you found this, Lynn. This is really funny. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like screen by screen by screen. And in the water. You know, the younglings look really, there's a picture of Jasper, a screen grab of Jasper getting angry, and then there's someone doing a flip, and I think that's Alice. It's got to be Alice, but no one says that in the next screen grab is somebody doing a flip over a wolf, and in the trailer, I thought it was Alice, but maybe it's not,
one of the young, yeah.
It was a really awesome, like boom, flip over. You know, not get run over by the wolf. So, there's lots of like snow. Yeah, this is really. I like it. I like this trailer. I'm very happy.
Did you see the part? It says. Did you see the brief? I actually missed it the first time I watched it, but the second time I paid attention. The engagement ring. Did you notice the engagement ring?
I did notice the engagement ring, and I think that there are some people out there that are copying that ring or trying to make a, you know, similar ring and trying to sell that. I don't know if that is Twilight or whatever. I'll have to dig that email up, or I think it was actually a Twitter post by somebody. And yeah, it's huge. I don't remember that ring being that big in the book. I don't remember what I thought it was going to look like. I just thought it was going to be really old fashioned and I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
but that looks really big. I don't know. I mean, if Stephanie Meyer thought it might be, then fine. But I didn't think it was going to be that huge. Looks like
there's an article. Well, I guess it's an article or someone wrote about it. I actually found it on Facebook, Twilight page, fan page.
Okay.
They posted the ring, kind of like, and not an analysis, but they talked about the ring a bit. So if you go to Facebook, Twilight page, there's a list of the ring. And I'm trying to pull it up right now. I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Oh, okay. So they're already analyzing the ring.
Yes, they are. They are analyzing the ring
and
already.
How many girls are going to have this ring? How many women are going to have this? I'm telling you that.
Yeah,
whatever
and also, yeah, exactly. And also, if it's the same as the book's description or Stephanie Meyer's vision, you know? I don't really remember what I thought.
I don't remember it being like that, but I could be completely wrong. So, cool. But that's very exciting. I actually have the trailer. You can download the trailer on iTunes. So I have it on my iPad now, and I've been watching. It's very nice and big.
Do you have
clear.
It on an infinite loop so it just plays all the time?
No, I don't have it. I should, huh? No,
you
no.
Could. Could you
would
have
be
it
every
like your
minute.
Wallpaper?
Oh, my gosh. That would be so, like, every minute and a half or something.
I would probably annoy Tom, but anyways.
So moving on. So you know how they do the most beautiful people every year. So yeah. our our lovely Kristen Stewart is voted or was named most beautiful at, I guess this is beautiful at every age. I think this is new, but one of the most beautiful people of 2010. So congratulations, oh. Kristen, at 20. She is one of the beautiful people. Most beautiful.
She's
people
beautiful.
2010. Yes.
I always thought she was beautiful.
Yes.
I guess who else is on this list? Oh, okay. And then Vanessa Hudgens is on there from High School Musical. And then Blake Lively from Gossip Girl. Clicking on a little bit more, there's Megan Fox.
Yep.
Are these all 20s?
I know. It looks like they're all 20-something.
Okay.
So maybe they're different. I mean, beauty, I guess it says beautiful at every age. So maybe this is the 20s category.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, congrats, but, Kristen. Yeah. You are beautiful, so you deserve to be. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. There are 42 pictures, so you have to keep going through. So it starts with 20-something, then it'll move to 30-something.
Okay.
I don't know what the last one is. So just keep going. You can find out. Just keep clicking next.
Okay, cool. Well, last bit of Twilight news. The Eclipse soundtrack release date is June 8th, and that is according to MTV. So there's some speculation on who's going to be in it, whether or not Muse is going to be in it, because they've been in every soundtrack since the first, but there have been no official lineup list of bands, but I'm sure that's going to come out pretty soon is my expectation. Probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll probably start telling people who's going to be on, and then they're going to be like, oh, here's a preview of this track and blah, 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 blah. So. Okay, moving on to True Blood news. There are new teaser promos for season 3, and we didn't get to talk about teaser promo number 5 with Bill, and then they just released teaser number 6 with Sookie and Eric. So,
my gosh. Wow. That's awesome. So we saw Bill because we were contemplating whether he would be maybe that? Like towards the end or something, you know?
Yeah, I remember
like
that.
Closer to the season premiere. But nice. And then Sookie shoots Eric. I do not remember this from the book. Do you?
I don't either.
I wonder what happened
something
here.
In book 4, but I don't remember anything this early. So
yeah.
I'm trying to figure this out. So did somebody, I mean, Eric will be fine. He can shoot him so many times, he'll be fine. But was trying to jump in front of something. I mean, you know, she wasn't really trying to shoot him is my guess, unless she thought he was intruding.
Yes.
I don't know.
He could have made her really, really mad. Who knows?
Yes.
Maybe she didn't trust him at this point. You know, it's hard to tell because you don't know where Alan Ball is going compared to the books. So,
right.
You know, what is he going to slightly change or do a little bit differently? We don't know. But
who knows? Maybe she suspects that with Bill missing, she thinks it's Eric in the doing.
Oh,
so maybe she
yeah.
wants
That's possible
to
too. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I would shoot too. I would shoot anybody. Okay. anybody coming after me. And then Bill is all bloody, and it seems like he's is he trying to get out of, you know, imprisonment or something? You know, is that what's happening?
Or yeah, maybe he was tortured. You know, during that part of the book, I know that there was some violence and maybe that's why there was some blood involved too, but he looks like he's standing there, so
yeah he looks strong, but in the book I know that he was weak, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't know, who knows when this could be, but it's hard for me to talk about who took Bill because it's you know, because if it goes by the book, which I think something like that would go the way the book is, I mean, I can't say anything. It's like, it's such a spoiler.
It is. Yeah. We can't say
anything. You have to hold so much back.
I do. And then we just sort of, you know, I discover along with everyone the way Alan Ball pictures it sort of, but I do think he's going to go with the book on this. It has to be the same.
Yes.
Person,
right.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so glad you found this note about the webisodes or like mini True Blood episodes.
Yes.
Because you found this YouTube clip, and it's a montage of kind of little parts that it looks like it's all written by Alan Ball, and it's gonna air May 2nd.
Yeah, I think so it's for the
prep us.
I know it's such a good bridge, because I think then 6 weeks on, then that's the premiere. So, you know, they're rerunning season 2 on HBO now, and starting May 2nd, they're going to have these little mini episodes. I don't know how long they're going to be. Are they going to be 4 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes? And what's cool is that it's not going to be a part of season 3, and it has nothing. I mean, it's just its own bridge. It's like every one of these mini episodes bridges the gap between season 2 and season 3. So we're just waiting. You know, we're all saying waiting sucks and blah, blah, blah. But then we get this. It's sort of like an extra, which is very cool. I'm really glad that Alan Ball is doing this. So it seems like we're going to see Jessica and what happened with the trucker.
Excellent.
You know, and then Sam's going crazy with, you know, the bull's head.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like these are all new. So they're all newly produced. Yeah. So
yeah, they're like on the side, you know what I mean? Like these are just supplementary for the True Blood series, which is awesome.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to put this on our website, but I did Twitter about it the other day, but the comic cover for the True Blood comic has been released, actually.
Good to know.
Yeah. So I'll provide a link to that online if you missed the Twitter.
And this is the one that we found out at WonderCon that they're launching or having it available in July at Comic-Con.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Same one. It's very chill. Like, it's like Bill and Sookie in the middle, and then you've got everyone else around. You know, like Eric and Sam and Tara, and I think Jason's on there too.
Does Sam Lafayette still look very, very angry on it?
No, he doesn't look angry. It looks good.
So it wasn't like the billboard at WonderCon.
No, well, it's close.
Oh, okay.
Very, you know, it's different. It's all very chiseled. You know, like the comics seemed, you know, I don't know. They have these like strong angles, you know, on everyone's faces, which is cool. But it all looks like all of the actors that you know and love from the show.
Very cool.
So, yep.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Vampire Diaries, before we get into the recap of episode 19, Miss Mystic Falls, I just wanted to ask Josh what he thinks of the Vampire Diaries, because you, sir, are all caught up. I cannot believe you watched all 19 episodes.
I am all caught up.
That is awesome.
I like it. I
oh my goodness.
The first three episodes were kind of shaky. I mean, there were elements that I liked, but then there were things like I felt like Damon's actor was overacting a little bit because he kept loving to flash his eyes to show that he was crazy and things like that. But by the fourth episode, it all really seemed to congeal, and I became pretty hooked. I liked the characters. I find the relationships believable. The plot, they keep moving the plot forward at a fast pace, but not, you know, too fast. They're doing a really good balance of that, of making it complicated but not overwhelming. And yeah, it's well done. I mean, I definitely still True Blood and Buffy, I still prefer. It hasn't reached that height for me, but it's really solid. I'm enjoying it.
Good.
See? Yay, I'm so
you all no. were right. All the times you kept telling me to watch it, you were right. So
now, yes. Josh, did we spoil anything for you?
There were there were some things that I knew were coming just because of doing the show. Like I was like, okay, the tomb. I know the tomb is open and stuff like that. So there were certain things, but there wasn't anything too horrible. It would have been the one thing, because it's been such a recent development, is Stefan's addiction, like him taking, that was the thing, like, oh well, okay, I knew I did that, was fresh on my mind. It was like, okay, this is coming. But it was still powerful when it happened, though, because
good,
yeah. Yay! So, yeah.
Yay! Oh, so nice. Do you anticipate the werewolves like we do? Like we've
yes.
seen the movie
yeah,
here
I'm like,
and there.
I'm like, okay, the mayor's son has to be a werewolf because they keep like, yeah. here's okay. the mayor's son experiencing some confusion and loss of self control, and here's the moon. So yeah,
yes, okay.
I'm like, okay, there's got to be okay. something there.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
all right, well,
just one thing. The one thing that's bothered me a little bit is that there's been several times when consequences of things that Damon has done have been kind of glossed over because they can't, you know, because they obviously can't make him just completely reviled and make everyone turn against him. But like Zach's death, like Zach was murdered, and then it was like that was never even really addressed. And then
and then
the woman that Damon kills when they have to raid Pearl's house to rescue
yes.
Stefan, mm-hmm. you know, he kills. I just thought that Alaric would that would have been a bigger deal for Alaric. Alaric's just like, but she's human, and then it's never mentioned again. So there's just a couple of times. I mean, I understand they can't, you know, they can't make him, you know, purely evil and have everyone abandon him because then the plot couldn't continue. But
right.
But yeah.
Although I think, like you said, I think was one of our listeners' email. He mentioned something about how remember how the two rogue vampires, I think Frederick and his girlfriend, I can't remember the girlfriend's name.
Right.
They got into Damon and Stefan's house.
Right.
And in his email, he mentioned that had Uncle Zach been there, he wouldn't have been able to come in because that house is humanless. You know, it's all vampires.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's
right.
True.
So
yeah.
After his email, I was like, oh, I wish the producers and the writers did mention that a little bit.
That would have been
right.
That would have been an extra consequence. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. Like, kind of just give us place our head to it. I mean, granted, we probably understood that they're two vampires. They're no humans. So there's no need to ask for permission to come in. But
and back in the day, I was just thinking that maybe they were in there back in the day, like a long time.
Right,
because we don't know who they
were. Yeah, that's true.
And who they
that's
worked
possible.
For.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. So otherwise they should have shriveled up like the girl and let the right one in and bloodied up.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
Oh, and then Alaric and what's his name's rings, the new guy, Uncle John.
Oh, John.
Uncle John. Yes.
Yeah. That. I'm like, okay. There's got to be some weakness to this ring because, like, it basically makes them invincible. Right now, it seems like they're invincible Supermen with the ring.
Yep.
So,
I know.
So
one of
I'm
our
like,
listeners have written in saying the rings are driving me crazy. Talk about the rings. We'll talk a little bit more about the rings. All right. Well, lots to talk about. And Josh, you can jump in. This is our recap of Vampire Diaries, Episode 19, Miss Mystic Falls. Once again, another jam-packed episode. But I'd like to start out with Stefan and his continuing addiction, and now he's resorted to lying. So let's hear a little bit between him and Damon.
You're making small talk. Why? Seem awfully chipper lately, less doom and gloom, a little more pep in your step. And you think it's because I drank human blood again?
I don't want to brag, but I would definitely take responsibility for this new and improved you.
Right. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I'm clean.
Yeah. Not possible.
Not only is it possible, but it is quite true.
Stefan, let's be serious for a second. You spent the last century and a half being a poster child for Prozac, and now you expect me to believe that this new you has nothing to do with human blood. Nothing.
I'm clean.
You're lying.
Believe what you want.
Yeah, I mean, this is such a classic, you know, confrontation. Look, you're still addicted. And he's like, nope, I'm clean. Nope, I'm fine. Believe what you want. Lynn, were you gonna say something?
No, I just thought it was funny that Damon is changing his role, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He's now
totally.
I don't know. I noticed that Stefan has become kind of the bad guy, and also what Damon was before. You know, when we first started watching this.
Yeah.
So.
And Damon's trying to rein him in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is great because I like the fact that now we, you know, I mean, people who probably hated Damon are probably like, oh, wait, now I like him. And then, you know, it just gives more layers to Stefan because he can't just be like Edward, you know, brooding.
Yes.
Like, you know exactly what Damon said. You're not brooding anymore. You've got pep in your step and you're, you know, you used to be the poster child of Prozac. You know, I love it because
I know,
he is, you know, I mean, Stefan's drinking more to try and, you know, take the edge off you know, he just obviously seems more alive, which is alarming also to Elena. And the scene where Stefan is caught, I mean, I knew he was going to get caught because Damon's just waiting for him. Damon's like, I'm just going to wait for him. You're going to mess up. How are you going to mess up? And catches him with that fridge full of blood, you know, boom. I love that line. You're a liar and a thief. Like he was.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
But-
I really was. I really didn't want to believe that that it was Stefan, you know, because I know that sheriff and everyone, they were talking about how, oh, you know, we've got another
suspect now.
Exactly. So and then we find out, oh, it was Stefan who did all the stealing.
I kind of felt like it was. I mean, he doesn't want to, you know, harm humans. But he is so addicted right now after getting that taste from the week, you know, weeks before that I just felt like, yeah, he's the one resorting to stealing. I'm sure he's just going in there with this vampire speed, boom, 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 out.
Right.
You know, had all of that. And what was funny was that he had, okay, there's a scene where in school where he was with Elena talking, and they're like, okay, we're going to be late to class. And he's like, yeah, I'll catch up with you in just a second. And
yes,
he just opens the trunk. And then you see the
mounds of
the
stolen
mounds,
blood packets.
Mounds.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that is such, I mean, wow. I mean, he just can't stop. I mean,
Yeah. And it's interesting too, that Damon brought up the point of, you know, you have been trying to repress this side of yourself for so long that now that you've had this, you know, small taste, you've gone completely to the other side. So it's interesting because it maybe suggests that Damon, for all of his evil, has actually been a little bit, has had more self-control than we've given him credit for before.
Oh yes.
I guess we don't see that at first. Like we kind of almost see him as the bad guy, you know,
right.
The bad vampire.
Well, he's still evil.
Yeah,
I mean, he still does things. He still kills people.
But I feel like right now he hasn't really, right?
Well, he killed the woman in
right.
We talked about earlier.
The Pearl Raid, right.
That's right. That was kind of trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
He didn't have to kill that woman. That woman was, you know, I mean, he really didn't have to. But and then he also tried to kill John. Remember,
he threw him off the balcony. Okay,
snapped his neck and then threw him over. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
He's still kind of bad.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back.
But just in terms of like being, totally out of control, as he kind of seemed, you know, in the beginning of the season, like now we see like the real example of a vampire totally out of control.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Stefan. But I think with Stefan, exactly. But I think with Damon, again, as we've talked before, you know, he wants to protect his brother. He knows that the council's after, you know, vampires. And, you know, ultimately he and his brother are it, you know. I mean, I think he does love his brother. There's brotherly love there. So he's going to do what he can for his brother. And vice versa. I know Stefan's done the same, even though they get mad. They get their little fights. They throw each other other around. They, they pretend to stake each other or whatever, just to give each
other.
They
stake close to the heart, but not quite true.
Yep.
I'm gonna one up you, man. You suck, but you know what? You're still my brother. And later on, they're buddy putties, and then later on, they get a fight. That's just what it is, you know. But I think ultimately, they're both watching out for each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So another, I'm really glad that Bonnie came back because she's been gone. We talked about that. Last week, she's been gone for several episodes. This is the first time we've seen her in this new second half of the season. And she's upset. She's not talking to Elena. Doesn't want to, just is kind of really brushing her aside, brushing Elena aside. And later, Bonnie and Elena have a frank conversation as to why.
Listen. Elena, I can't just pretend like everything is okay. Everything my Grams did was to protect us from those vampires in the tomb. And now they're out, which means she died for nothing.
I'm so sorry, Bonnie. What can I do to make it better?
That's just it. There's nothing you can do. I blame him, Elena. Him and Damon. And I'm not going to put you in a situation where you have to choose sides. I'm just having a hard time with it. Okay?
To have been selected since I'm not...
Oh. So, what I like there is that Bonnie finally fessed up and she's just being honest. She's like, look, you know what? I blame your boyfriend and his brother. And, you know what? I just have to deal with it, and that's the way it's going to have to be, and I don't want to take it out on you, you know?
I'm glad she said something, because, I mean, me as a viewer, when I watch this and then seeing things happen, yeah, I mean, it does make it kind of, we lose a character who actually, who can kind of stand up to all the evil that's in that town, you know, and then she died for nothing, like Bonnie said.
Right.
And that was kind of, I was like, yeah, you hit it right on the ball, you know?
Yeah.
She really did die for nothing because they all came out, and now they're, Stefan is all crazy, and Damon is trying to save the town and running around.
Everything's
and his little
all
brother's
upside
not
down.
Topsy turvy. Yep.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, she is kind of being a friend too. Like, I'm not going to tell you to pick a side, you know. And
right.
That generally, and I think she's very mature for high, like playing a high school kid, because normally high school would be like, well, you dump him then, you know. It's either me or him.
Exactly. Exactly. So. Well, I mean, that part at the beginning of the episode where, you know, Elena's like, oh, Bonnie, you're back. And she's just kind of like not giving her many. And this is before this scene, not giving her any answers, not really giving her anything. And all of a sudden, Caroline shows up. Bonnie, I'm so glad you're here. You're back. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I mean, we talked on the phone the other night. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Elena's like, what?
It was a big contrast. Like, yeah.
What? You talked, you know, and Bonnie was really happy to see Caroline, because it seems like those two, she was able to confide as much as she could to Caroline and talk, you know, which was opposite weeks before when they were fighting.
Yes.
When they had that little seance. But so speaking of Caroline, she is very excited about the Miss Mystic Falls competition pageant, right? Is that what that is?
I guess.
And,
so
And Elena kind of forgot that she entered, and you know, when she said she couldn't do it, I was like, what do you mean you have to enter? And then we understand that her mom wanted to enter, so okay. So let's just hear a little bit of the candidates interviewing for this title.
To have been selected, since I'm not from one of the founding families.
But I'm aware of what an honor this is, and I want you to know that I take it seriously.
Worked with the county's recycling program and was in charge of the policeman's yearly raffle. Just because my DUI made my community service mandatory doesn't mean I was any less committed.
This was really important to my mother. She believed in community, family, honor, and loyalty. It's the legacy she left for me.
All right. So we hear, just be my DUI shouldn't be.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one was funny.
A little cheeky in there. But yeah, you hear Elena kind of talking about community and family, and it was very important to her mom. And then you hear Caroline, well, I was this and I was that and I was this.
Right,
and I was
right.
That. So a little bit different. But what I liked about it is that, you know, at first Caroline was, you know, kind of snooty about it. Like, oh, you know, I can't believe she's entering, you know, she doesn't really want it. But she knows that she's being petty. You know, through it all, Caroline knows that she's being petty. And then she hears the conversation between Elena and Jenna, Elena's aunt, about, you know, this whole thing and entering and what it means. And she actually is just like, oh, I like that Caroline basically did take the high road. She could have been the bitch in this entire episode, like trying to win the Miss Mystic Falls thing, you know, because
right.
it was really, really important to her.
She was pretty much supporting Elena because Elena wanted to drop out because of all these side things happening with Damon and Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
So, Caroline was totally like, no, you can't, you have to just do this. You know, do it for your mom or I can't remember exactly, but yeah. So
and you know
she
what?
Did take the high road.
She did. And it paid off.
Yes.
It was sort of like karma, right? It was like karma for her because she
you
wins.
Know,
she paid it forward.
I was, but were you surprised? I mean, I was kind of surprised. I was kind of thinking that Elena was going to win, but
me too, actually. Me too.
I really, that was surprising to me with Caroline. So,
well, yeah, because you think of if I was listening to, you know, you listen to those speeches, right? Those interviews. And if I was listening, I would listen to what Elena had to say and go, wow. And not to pity her about her mom dying, but just because, you know, she knows the legacy of this and what it means, and, you know, community and that kind of thing. I thought she was giving a more substantive answer.
Right.
Despite the fact that her, you know, her parents passed away. But I was a bit surprised too that Caroline won. But you know what? That's okay. She's the one who wanted to win anyway.
Yes. So good that she got it. Elena has other issues, other drama.
Elena has much other drama to deal with other than this Miss Mystic Falls.
Oh, you know what? I did like that at the very beginning of the episode, Alaric made a little crack about all the founding, you know, the founding father's events that are going on when he said, apparently this town thinks it's more important than World War II, but.
Oh, yes, that's right.
I like that because at least it was like the writers acknowledging, like, okay, we know we're making a lot of
there's a bunch of other important things in the world,
yes.
But you know, this is very important to this town.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So speaking of Elena and her drama and her problems, she's about to get dressed for the Miss Mystic Falls, you know, sort of walk and dance and all of that. But Damon unexpectedly makes a visit to her room.
Stefan's still drinking human blood.
What?
Yeah. A month ago, I would have rejoiced. But with the council back on the alert, it is not a good time for Stefan to fly off the handle.
I know he's been a little edgy, but he said that was normal.
He has a fridge full of stolen blood bank contraband in the house.
Oh my God.
He has no idea what normal is. His entire existence isn't normal. Normal to a vampire is drinking human blood, but he spent all this time fighting it when he should have been learning how to control it. And now it's controlling him instead.
I can't believe this. I mean, it's Stefan that we're talking about here.
Stefan on human blood, Elena. He'll do anything, he'll say anything, because he's not going to want to stop.
Yes. So here we go. Just Damon, try and explain what you were saying earlier, Josh, mm-hmm. is that, you know, the whole time he should have been learning how to control it. And instead, he was binging, basically. And now this is the big result.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's sort of like, you need to know this, Elena. This is the truth. It's such a classic, like, addiction story.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
You could take it on any level, drugs, alcohol, whatever. But now it's, you know, a vampire in blood being addicted in the wrong way because he can't control it. He can't control his urges. And I like the point. He says, like, God, you know, if this was, you know, such and such time ago, I would have rejoiced, but not right now.
No,
right.
They've got a lot of stuff going on.
They do. And then Stefan overhears, and then they have a conversation, and it's, you know, basically like, well, you know, yes, I am. That was hard, because he's like, no, just get ready. And then he leaves and he goes to the bathroom and he just starts punching the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's upset because Elena wasn't supposed to find out. This was a secret. You know, he could control it. He, you know, it's
right. Well, and
control.
That she's not buying it either. Like, he's saying that and she's like, no, this is a problem. Like,
yeah, no, you have a problem, dude. Let's face it, you have a problem. And, you know, I believe in you, but you have a problem. Mm-hmm. Stefan loses control and grabs one of the contestants, Amber. And this is him trying to work it out in his head what he needs to do, even though he's losing control.
Sorry. I'm not very good to be around right now. I'm a little bit on the edge of... I've been drinking the human stuff, and it's really screwing with my head. Oh, she knows now. Now she wasn't supposed to find out. I didn't want her to find out. Now everything's ruined.
You seem sad.
I'm not sad. I'm freaking hungry, miss.
I really liked Paul Wesley in this because I really believed him that he was like going through a hard time and he was trying to, you know, when he was talking to himself, he's like, no, wait, I'm the good brother.
Right.
<know?">
Yes. Yep.
I'm not supposed to do this. So he turns to Amber. He's like, you look at me and you run. You know, he's like compelling her again.
Right.
You know, he compelled her to stay and not be afraid. Yeah. And then now he's telling her to run because, you know, got to go away. Yeah. And then he shows up again in front of her face. And mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then she says, you told me to run. And then now he wants to like attack her. It's a no-win situation for her.
I know. It's like, I can't help it. I'm freaking hungry. I mean, I really liked.
I think I actually yelled no when he bit her.
No, did you really?
I think so. There was one of the I don't remember. It's one of the Stefan losing control moments. I said no out loud. I was like, no.
You can't do that. You were rooting for him, Josh.
I was like, come on.
You're the good brother.
This is good, like writing and acting, and I guess overall, the show. Because I mean, if they're able to get you to react to like what they're doing instead of you predicting that, oh my God, he's going to bite her. Oh, there he goes.
Right,
he bit her.
Right.
He goes,
I'm predicting it, but I'm also like not wanting it to happen because I'm attached to the character. And you're right. Yeah.
Right.
That's because they've done a good job of making me care about what happens to him. So yeah.
Are you team Stefan or team Damon, Josh?
Oh, I'm definitely, you know, Damon is highly amusing often, but he is evil, so I'm ultimately team Stefan.
Okay. Oh, so you're gonna help him through this addiction, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'll be pretty unhappy if he goes on a full downward spiral. So we'll have to see.
We'll see. So besides all of the drama with Stefan, which I really, really like the storyline, and again, like you mentioned, Lynn, really good acting, really good writing on this episode to show how someone like Stefan, who was so in control, just spirals because of one taste, you know.
Mm-hmm. And also, when he snaps out of it finally, but his mouth is still completely covered in Amber's blood and everything, and he was completely an animal, and then suddenly realizes that he was that. Like, that was just that was really
weird.
Wait
a minute! Oh, we didn't mention Bonnie's presence. You know?
Oh
how she
that's
right.
There? Yeah.
So she had some powers. For
the
sure,
same thing that her grandmother did to Damon.
Yes.
Yeah, she did to Stefan. So
it's like she's all grown up, you know, like she knows what to do now, you know.
Yeah,
it's not just what do I do, Grams, she's like, no, I know what I need to do.
Definitely.
You know,
and I can see that she's gonna become that strong I don't know, protector of the humans, I guess, that the town.
Yeah, she's taken on that role.
Yep. Now, there was a whole bunch of other stuff going on in the episode with regards to John talking to Damon about
they were going to be tag team. They were going to kind of tag team in solving the blood bank thief problem.
Right. Mystery, right.
Yeah. So.
Oh, right. There was three. Yeah. So there was a lot going on, Uncle John. is sort of infiltrating and trying to get background, you know, the Gilbert, Jonathan Gilbert, you know, John and Jeremy talk about Jonathan's journal. And then Jeremy and Anna, I don't want to forget that their relationship is still there. And, she, you know, she sees him at the Founders Day gala and they have a nice conversation. But then, you know, John's kind of like, well, who is that? Who's the, the girl that Jeremy's talking to?
And that's how he finds out Pearl is actually in town. Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks.
Yes.
Pearl's her mom. What? Pearl? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good scoring. But let's talk a little bit about the end here with Pearl's apology to Damon. And she gives him something. So let's hear a little bit from Pearl.
What is it?
Jonathan was passionate about his inventions. He confided in me that he had created a detection device meant to track down the town's vampire element.
It was a pocket watch.
That's what it turned out to be, yes. But that's not what I stole. I discovered my mistake when I saw the watch in Jonathan's hand the night they took us. Its dial pointed at me.
So what is this?
I have no idea, but now it's yours.
What's the catch?
There's no catch. My daughter wants to stay here. I want to stay here. You refuse to trust us, and for good reason. Consider this an apology.
Oh, sorry. what did I miss? Did I miss what this? I just feel like all of a sudden the scene happened at the end, and I was like, wait, what is that? Did we find out what
device,
that was?
I don't think we know. I mean, they don't.
No, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, it's not clear yet. And because it's not the compass, it's apparently
no. Right.
Something
it looks
else.
Like it, but it's not. She's like, it's not. I stole the wrong thing.
Right.
So we don't know what this is. But
yeah.
John is looking for this
John,
too.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah. And at least that gives him some motivation because I was confused about, okay, he's in the town and he knows all about who the actual vampires are, but he's not exposing them. So what is he really after? And apparently it's
exactly.
This, and I guess it's not a, well, we don't know, but I guess it's not an absolute anti-vampire device because then, well, I don't know.
They would, yeah, because they're both holding, or it has to be char. I don't know. I
yeah.
mean,
yeah, that yeah, part, Uncle that John, explanation was a little confusing to me.
Good. It wasn't just me because I was.
Yeah,
like,
no,
wait,
I think the way Pearl mentioned the way Pearl kind of explained it or told Damon, I was totally confused because the compass is actually lost potentially because the last time someone had it was that the reporter, I forgot his name, because he was the one tracking down the vampires in the woods.
Right.
With that compass. And then somehow
I thought Damon got it back. Didn't Damon get
it? Yeah,
get
someone got it
back.
Yeah, because he ended up giving it to Elena.
Oh, Elena.
Right.
So then does Elena
that,
have
when
it?
There, when there was that stalker vampire.
That's right.
Guy
that's
that
right.
She
Elena,
ran into.
One of the, I think it's in safe hands with Elena or with Stefan and Damon. I think it's somewhere
okay.
there.
Yeah. Someone on the good guy side has it now. But yeah, but you're right. It's still really confusing, like what this other device is and how it relates maybe to the compass or what. Yeah.
We know that John is probably working with Isabel. So we know that the last episode is called Isabel. So maybe it has something
okay.
to do with that, and maybe Isabel wants it. I don't.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, that's the thing, though. It sounded like as there was a conversation when Damon was standing there talking with John, and obviously John is friendly with the vampire because he's working with Isabel, or he had maybe a relationship with Isabel, you know.
Right.
That's what I gathered from the conversation. So, there's definitely something there. It's something that needs to be cleared up for us, and hopefully the coming episodes before the finale.
Right.
Right. But at the very, very end, we get to finally see the intervention between Damon Elena and Stefan, which I thought was really good because Stefan is still angry and just pacing and angry at himself. And Elena's like, no, I trust you. I trust you. And she's holding this thing. And I thought she just had it for protection, mm-hmm. just in case he was going to take a bite or something.
Once I saw it, I was like, okay, she's going to put him to sleep for a little while.
Yes.
A little vervain. Yep, yeah. And then he just goes limp really, really fast. I was like, wow, that was fast.
Right.
When they made that raid too.
And Alaric mm-hmm. had his little gun that shot those same needles, I think.
Damon's like, are you sure you want to do this? She's like, yep. And then they stick him in that, you know, holding cell.
Damon was in there before.
Yeah, another reversal, yep.
Although there's no vervain in there, though. So I guess he's just in there. Like, they're not going to give him blood. He's just going to lock him.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to wait for his urge to fully leave his system.
Right.
Yeah.
Stefan's detox. They're trying to detox him. Wonder how long that's going to take. But all right. Well, we only have two more episodes of The Vampire Diaries left before the season finale, which is insane. And I know that they just wrapped filming. I saw the tweets from Nina Dobrev and Ian Somerhalder, who coincidentally had to go back to Hawaii for Lost. I think there's still a ton of questions, but I think, you know, we're rapidly heading towards some really big, you know, cliffhanger.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Which I think is going to be really cool. We do have some viewer or listener email. Did you see any of this, you guys?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay, so the first one is from T. Hi, guys. Love the show. Did we talk about this? I realized totally. But how do you think? Maybe we did. We talked about that email. Sorry. Laverne. The one. Yeah. Once again, I have to tell you, I love your show. I was just wondering, where the heck are everyone getting these rings? I have to say, I'm getting sick of all these rings turning up. It's so convenient. I know, right, Laverne?
Yeah.
It makes everything too convenient, don't you think? Everyone has one. Both the brothers, Stefan, Damon, Pearl, Anna, the teacher, and now the uncle? And I guess Catherine, wherever she is.
Right,
I'm starting
right.
to hate this ring thing. Would you please discuss your theories a little about the rings? I love Vampire Diaries, but all these rings are getting to me.
Well, and Anna, too, right? Because she's been walking around. In daylight, yeah. So.
Yeah, she's been walking around in daylight, so they're all safe somehow. I mean, there must be some sort of, like, you know, hocus pocus with these rings, and maybe, you know, back in the day, like, several of them had them to be protected. The rings that Uncle John and Alaric have, I mean, it's protecting them in a different way. Whether or not it's the same type of ring that Damon and Stefan have, I don't know, but
yeah.
Or maybe it is, but it protects humans
in a different way. That's possible.
It allows them not to die. I don't know, but
yeah,
maybe we'll find out.
But yeah, I feel like there needs to be some backstory on them. Like, I mean, if it had just been the two rings for the two brothers, I would have been like, okay, it's just some magical heirloom, and I'll just accept that. But now that it's all these different, you know, people have these, I'm like, okay, there's gonna need to be some plot exposition about this, because yeah, it's, you can't keep doing that, like, every time, like, oh, a main character was killed, oh, he had a ring on his pinky, you know,
and then he gets revived and comes back.
Can Elena have one of those rings too?
She's
like one of the main characters,
exactly, right?
And Bonnie needs a ring. And
and how come Uncle Zach didn't wear a ring way back when?
Yeah, how come he didn't have a ring?
What's up with that?
Right. He was just casually.
Yeah.
They didn't have a contract for him. So.
Right. I know. Well, I guess I'm looking forward to seeing more Bonnie and kind of the witch aspect of it, you know? And then also her friendship slowly, I don't know, there's a strain on that friendship with Elena and trying to help Stefan recover.
Yeah, totally. Right. I mean, I don't think she's really going to help Elena at all. It's like, I don't know, but she did help him. She did help, you know, out in the field, like we mentioned before. Yeah, well, I think maybe to even just protect the girl.
But yeah, that was just protecting Well, it was protecting humans as well as reining in Stefan.
Yeah.
So.
I think she would, you know, rather have them die, but
right.
go away. I mean, literally, you know, it's like, well, what happened to the rest of the vampires in the tomb? And then Anna's just like, oh, they just left. They couldn't handle it here. Oh, great. So they're going to go raid another town and go bite people.
Right.
Town.
Right.
Awesome. That's exactly what we want to happen.
You know, I have to say, as well as being team Stefan, I'm also team Anna.
Oh,
oh, you're an Anna
really?
Fan.
I am. I'm hoping that you know, like, I mean, it seems like her relationship with
Jeremy,
like, I'm hoping that leads them both into some maybe good place, but of course for the drama of the show it'll probably lead to some really, really bad place. But yeah, we'll just have to see.
Did mention that how you know, they're talking and they know about stuff. It's like, oh, does Elena know that you know?
Right.
And he sounded very bitter. Like,
oh,
well,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to tell her that I know. Actually, she hides it from me and I'm going to hide it from her.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe there's probably going to be, I think they're all kind of on the good side, but not necessarily helping Damon and Stefan good. And maybe Jeremy's going to be more kind of like on Anna and Pearl's side, you know?
Right.
So, and then you have Elena, Stefan, and Damon. But I mean, I think regardless, like if Pearl had apologized to Damon, maybe then that they'll kind of come to the side to fight or to work together against the founders who want mm-hmm. to eliminate them, you know, as they are suspecting now that there's some unusual activities. So
true.
I'm sure they right. know it's vampires, you know? So.
Well, Josh, the actress who plays Anna is on Twitter. Her Twitter is XO Malise, M-A-L-E-S-E. I believe that's her name, Malise Zhao. And she, I don't know, I just have been reading her tweets, and there is a Team Anna video out there.
Oh,
I haven't seen
okay.
it.
Yes, I saw that. It was really cute.
Oh, you saw it already? I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
what
I saw it. It's like she's kind of like doing a, hey, everyone, I'm Anna, and thanks for watching the show. And it's kind of like to all the fans. And she's addressing the camera and the audience. So it was nice.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember how long it was. Yeah, she was really cute. I can't remember how I found it, how I pulled it up. Then I went to IMDb and looked her up. And she was part of, I guess, the Disney. I guess there's a lot of child actors who were part of Disney. And then they went on to do all these movies and TV shows and stuff. So that's where she started.
Oh, okay.
Right. Her latest tweet is ran into Joe Jonas and Demi Lovato at Disneyland. She's in Disneyland.
Okay.
Well, okay. I'll have a link to that video. We'll post it online and Josh
Excellent.
Can take a look at it later.
Woo-hoo!
But cool. I think that was about it for emails. And anything else you guys want to add?
Yeah.
Well, I can mention, I was talking to a couple of people with kids in Singapore, and I was like, oh, hey, so, you know, do you guys watch Twilight, New Moon, anyone who's, you know, crazy about it? But it's been kind of mellow here. I mean, I did
okay.
see like a tall poster about New Moon DVD, but it doesn't seem, and I only talked to like 3-4 people, but it doesn't seem like there's that craze,
the mania
here.
Oh
yeah,
interesting.
The mania here, but I also am, I've only been here like 5-6 days, so that could be it. I'm not really, and I'm also at shopping malls, you know, walking around touristy areas, so
mm-hmm.
not really talking to the locals. But yeah, my understanding is that there isn't like that that sense of like, oh my god, vampire, oh yeah, yeah, Twilight, oh yeah, I totally watch it, oh man, I love it, don't you love it, you know, like there isn't that kind of response.
right
like, oh, wait,
that's
what,
funny
what's that about? yeah
Well, Friday when we checked in here in Hawaii, the one of the people at the front desk, there was a post-it that said Eclipse trailer or something online or something like that, and so Tom, of course, was like, oh, I noticed you have this post-it there about Eclipse Trail. She's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, one of my coworkers told me it's out already. It's very cool.
Nice.
So, you know, well, Hawaii is a part of America, so they've got the fever.
Right.
Yes,
just
yes.
as much. Okay, well, I think that wraps that. Pretty much wraps up this week of Bike Club Show, and we're going to try and hook up with Lynn again next week and talk more about Vampire Diaries and whatever else is going to be out there in the Twilight and True Blood world. And I think next week we should be able to talk about the first mini episode of True Blood, which
exciting.
Is yes. really cool. Cannot wait to see that. I bet it's going to be Jessica for you, Josh.
Woohoo! Finally!
I don't know. Yes. I'm just betting. But I'm thinking that that's what it's going to be.
Excellent.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much for listening. One more time, this is Bike Club Show. BikeClubShow.com is our website. You can email us, BikeClubShow@gmail.com. And we're also on Twitter, @ Bike Club Show. Okay, everybody, have a good week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.